I speak to you today in the name of the one who created us, the one who redeems us, and the one who sustains our spirit. Amen. Let's be seated. A couple of years ago, after the Charlottesville incident, where a group of right-wing ralliers and left-wing protesters clashed at a white nationalist rally, leaving one person dead and several injured, I heard another story on the radio. This story was about a reporter named Al Letson, who went to a similar rally in Berkeley, California, just a few months after what happened in Charlottesville. Al was reporting at what was meant to be a right-wing rally made up of white nationalists. However, that rally was shut down and the crowd that had gathered quickly dwindled. And the members of that crowd began to leave as a new group of left-wing protesters showed up. Al Letson witnessed at this time one man of the departing white nationalist group fall to the ground, and then he watched as the left-wing group encircled the fallen man and began to beat him. And this is what happened next, according to Al. When I glanced to my left, I saw, a mass of people just coming off the lawn towards this guy, and I thought they were going to kill him. And I just didn't want anybody to die, and so I put my body down on top of his in the hopes that they would not hit me. What came to me, says Al, was that he was a human being, and I didn't want to see anybody die. And I've been thinking a lot about the events in Charlottesville, and I remember seeing the pictures of a young man being brutally beaten by these guys with poles, and when I saw that, I thought, why didn't anybody step in? Why didn't anyone step in? I think it's important to point out that Al Letson is an African-American man, and the fallen man he helped shield from the beating crowd was a white nationalist. But in the moment that the fallen man was on the ground being beaten, those divides did not matter anymore to Al. Al Letson went to a rally to report on the divisions happening in our country between right and left-wing politics and ideals, to report on the race issues that are resurfacing in our nation's history. He went knowing a group of people calling themselves white nationalists would be there rallying for a voice, and he went knowing the risks to his life as an African-American man. And when a man was thrown to the ground and beaten, it didn't matter what side he was on or what he looked like or that this man might be an enemy. All that mattered to Al was that it was wrong what was happening to this man and that he didn't deserve to die. And when I think of this story and I think of all the conflict our country, our nation is in at this time, I keep thinking about what Al said when he asked, why didn't anybody step in? And today we hear these words spoken by Jesus. And I say to you that, listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Today's message is the second part of Jesus' Sermon on the Plain. Last week we heard part one, where Jesus said, blessed are the poor, the weak, and those who weep, and woe to those who are rich, strong, and happy. And today we hear part two. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, do to others as you would have them do to you. In Luke's gospel, Jesus is speaking with the people, not down to the people from a mountaintop or from some high up place. He is standing on the same level as everyone else, showing the world through his message and his words that everyone, every creation, is on the same level as everyone else. And this message he gives is holy, radical, new, and challenging. It was challenging at the time Jesus gave his sermon because here was a man saying to an ancient society that was ruled by the rich and powerful, to a society ruled by divides between people, here was a man saying that being rich and powerful didn't matter. Jesus was saying to a society ruled by divisions between people that divisions didn't matter. And guess what? It was challenging then, and it is now. It is radical and challenging to hear these words today for the exact same reasons. A lot has changed in our world since Jesus' time, and yet when we read today's passage, we can see and we can feel that humanity is still struggling with the same basic issues. Just take the Charlottesville incident or Al Letson's story or any one of the violent conflicts that we have seen erupt in our country over the last few years, and we can see that humanity is still struggling with the same issues. The good news about a gospel passage like today's is that there's not a whole lot to break down or make relevant to our modern day society. Sometimes it's just as simple as that, as simple as what we hear. And Jesus said, "I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you, do to others as you would have them do to you." This is a radical message. It is a message about love, about what love really means when practiced fully, and how love can be enough to disarm hate, to heal the broken, even change the course of history. What Al Letson did at the rally in California was radical, and yet it was simple. But it required great courage and conviction, and it required a deep commitment to love. When Al was asked by interviewers about how he was a black man trying to save a white nationalist's life, here's what he said. "It doesn't matter whether the fallen man sees my humanity. What matters is that I saw his.
Amen.
What he thinks about me and all that, my humanity is not dependent on that." And many years ago, I was listening to Terry Gross, and Father Greg Boyle was on NPR, and Father Boyle gave this quote that has just stuck with me ever since. He said, "I want to live like the truth is true and go where love has not been found, and that's how I want to govern myself in the world," says Al. "I want to live like the truth is true and go where love has not been found." Al was successful in protecting the fallen man that day. His actions confused the crowd, and they all slowly, remarkably stopped attacking the man and started to help instead. And if you're curious, you can look up the video. Al's actions disrupted the anger and hate on that day, changing the course of events, making way for love to have power instead. And later, when the fallen man, that white nationalist, realized what Al, the African-American reporter, had done, he reached out to Al and thanked him for saving him. And Jesus said, "I say to those that will listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you, do to others as you would have them do to you." We are capable of doing this. We are capable of living like the truth is really true, really possible. We are capable of living in this world with a conviction that what Jesus preached holds truth and can save lives. We can love our enemies. We can do good to those who hate us. We can bless those who abuse us. And when we do, we leave an impact. We change the course of events, and we slowly begin to redeem this world. Jesus isn't just preaching that everyone ought to play nice with each other. Jesus is saying that love will heal sin, that love will heal abuse and hurt. Jesus is saying love will change the hearts that are filled with hate. And Jesus is also saying that we are capable of greatness, because loving in this way expands our hearts and our spirits. Loving in this way opens us up and makes us more full, more holy, who God made and intended us to be. The more we love in this way, the brighter our divine light within shines. And if Jesus' sermon on the plain won't convince us, perhaps Jesus hanging on the cross will. Jesus on the cross is God's love letter to the world. That in the heat of our sins and our constant shortcomings, God gives everything to us. Because God loves us. Because God so loved the world, he gave his only son so that all would be forgiven. So that all may know the power of love and be redeemed. God came to show us that even in the darkness of hate and violence, God gives everything to reach us, to show us love and redeem all that we have broken. I say to you that, listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you, do to others as you would have them do to you. This is our calling as followers of Jesus. And in this moment in our nation's history, we are being given ample opportunity to practice this call. We have ample opportunity to practice this work of love individually in our personal lives, but we also have an opportunity to practice this work with our faith community right here at St. Timothy's and with our larger denomination in the Episcopal tradition. The Episcopal Church is following the way of love, as our presiding Bishop Curry is always reminding us. And we at St. Timothy's are practicing this through our belief that Jesus feeds us unconditionally, that we feast on that love, and that we share it with others. And we aren't just practicing love with people who agree with us or look like us or who hold the same political ideologies as us, nor are we practicing love when it's convenient for us. We are saying God loves all without exception, that all are welcome here. We will feed others regardless of who they are and what they believe. We are loving others, loving even our enemies and praying for those who abuse us. We are holding space for unconditional love to be believed in and practiced right here in this place. And like Al, we are living like the truth is true and going where love has not been found. Let us pray. Oh God, may we continue to have the strength to do this work. May we always find a space in our hearts to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate us, to bless those who curse us, and pray for those who abuse us. May we let our divine light of love shine bright into the darkness of this world. May we always have the wisdom to come here together and practice this work. And may we always take heart that when the world feels desolate and crazed, that you are with us, always pouring forth that love which renews us. And may we walk the way of love with Jesus and have the courage to live always like the truth is true and go where love has not been found. Amen.
Amen.